it's all over. Full time score, Glen Swilly 114, Sean McCool's 117. Well, it was always going to be a tight game, but McCool's were underdogs coming in. They were 7 points down at one stage in the first half, but they never gave in, Brendan.
They didn't, and they showed remarkable resilience. So they stuck to their task. They went 7 points down, got a fortuitous goal just before half time that got them back into the game. But there was nothing fortuitous about the result. They grinded their way. They fought for every ball in the second half. They had heroic performances all over the field. Oisín, our own Gallant, goal apart, played really well in the next room. Keane Mulligan driving forward from corner back. Rory Callan, young Rory Callan. Aaron Gilhooley won a couple of great balls. The two wing backs of Sean Martin and Sean McMenamin were absolutely superb, so they were all day. And then Joe Boyle played his part in the middle of the field of Stephen Riley. And then it was that man, Joel Bradley Wells, stood up in the second half. They brought in Kevin McCormick at half time. He played his contribution. But Oisín Gallan, what a performance. A performance of the ages. He's been throwing them out in every game he went out in the championship. He's been absolutely superb and sublime today. Some of his scores were outrageous. And again, really brilliant game of football with some brilliant performances on the Glen Swilly tie too. I think these two Gallards fought and drove for everything, and they did an awful lot right. You can't fault them. They gave it everything. But at the end of the day, you have to give great credit to McCool's, Ryan. They were absolutely superb and deserved their 3-point win.
Yeah. 1-9 I have for Oisín Gallan in my records here. A brilliant, brilliant performance. And well, McCool's march on to the semi-finals next week, and could they possibly get through to a county final?
Well, based on that performance, they certainly deserve to be in the semi-final. There'll be another big task about them. It's about them recovering now and soaking in, enjoying this victory for today and tonight. But they need to settle down again. They'll be going, I'm sure, to the other semi-finals. They can go with their chest out and pride and go to the other quarter-finals that are on this weekend to see who what their potential opposition is for next week. But all they can do is savour the moment for now and then look at what lies ahead for next week. But they're in a semi-final. They haven't been in a semi-final for 5 years. This is an exciting young team with a lot of real quality talent. We thought it might be too early for them yet, but they proved us wrong. They did exceptionally well to come out on top today.
Yeah. Well, we'll hand over to Kieran. We'll try and get a bit of reaction here. Full-time score, Glen Swilly 114, Sean McCool's 117.